From Jakarta, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Indonesia Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia and Iran discusses the improvement of economic cooperation. Indonesia-Iran cooperate in women empowerment sector through micro, small and medium enterprises. Iran's vice president explains about Iran's nuclear agreement in a meeting with President Joko Widodo. Now the news in details. Iranian Vice President for Women and Household Affairs Masumeh Ebtekar said that her meeting with President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday morning discussed the steps of developing cooperation between Iran and Indonesia. During the meeting, the two heads of states discussed the development of economic cooperation between the two countries in recent years. Currently, Masumeh Ebtekar explained that Iran has many opportunities that can be utilized by Indonesian investors from Indonesia to invest in Iran. She said that the Iranian government has taken steps to ensure foreign investment in Iran could increase. She mentioned a number of sectors that have opportunities for foreign investment, including in the energy sector, trade and tourism.
We spoke about expanding bilateral relations between Iran and Indonesia. We spoke about the very good economic relations that we've had in the past years, the fact that there are a lot of opportunities now in Iran for investment for Indonesian corporations. I explained that the government of Iran has taken many measures to improve the conditions for foreign investment in Iran, and Also, we explained the different opportunities that we have in areas like energy, like trade, like tourism. And also, we spoke about the need for more cooperation on areas, social areas, scientific and cultural exchanges, and in the field of women.
Iranian Vice President Masumeh Ebtekar moreover explained, related to the cooperation in women's development, Indonesia and Iran have different experiences. According to her, the two countries can share their experiences so that women's development will be directed to socio-economic development. Moreover, Masumeh Ebtekar also said that she and President Joko Widodo also discussed the importance of holding the high-level consultation of World Muslim Scholars Forum in Bogor, West Java. According to her, tolerance and moderation in Islam has played an important role and run in accordance with the concept of justice. Therefore, Masumeh Ebtekar encourages the cooperation of all parties to avoid differences and ensure that moderate Islam is able to resist violence and extremism. After attending the high-level consultation of World Muslim Scholars on Wasatiyat Islam, which takes place in Bogor, West Java from May 1 to 4, 2018, the Iranian Vice President Masumeh Ebtekar met with Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, at the ministry office in Jakarta on Wednesday. During the press conference, Vice President Masumeh Ebtekar said that 27% of Iranian women have academic education and wish to cooperate with Indonesia that has been successfully empowering women through micro, small and medium enterprise.
We hope to be able to finalize a MOU, a draft MOU that we have in this regard. And also begin our cooperation in different areas We spoke about areas related to women's empowerment. One of the most important areas is economic empowerment of women. And we know that Indonesia has successful examples of women's empowerment. We are also in Iran working on the economic empowerment of women. So employment generation policies are a priority for our government. And we have specific schemes for village women where we can both empower and train them, but also support them through microcredit funds and local organizations. And I know that Indonesia also has a successful experience in this regard, and we hope to be able to work together.
This wish has been warm welcomed by Indonesia through the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, in a joint press conference. Iran wants to strengthen or increase cooperation in women, education, environment, and family sectors, which in this opportunity, we as the coordinating minister that supervises 8 ministries will boost the cooperation so it can run well and will be increased and strengthened, especially women empowerment. Minister Puan Maharani added that the visit of Iranian Vice President Masum Ebtekar to Indonesia is not the first time, and it is hoped that it can be the turning point to strengthen cooperation of the two countries in many sectors. Vice President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Masum Ebtekar, explained that Iran's position to maintain a nuclear treaty with 6 world power countries. This was conveyed when she met Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Tuesday at the Presidential Palace Bogor, West Java. To reporters, Masum Ebtekar explained the importance of maintaining the nuclear treaty, which was agreed in 2015, along with 5 countries plus 1. Ebtekar also said that the deal does not only involve Iran and Western countries, but also becomes an international agreement. According to Masum Ebtekar, Iran's movement to defend the nuclear treaty is an important step to ensure multilateralism in the world nowadays. In addition, Iran's step in defending the treaty is also an important step to support the world's non-proliferation movement. Masum Ebtekar moreover hoped that the nuclear agreement can run in accordance with what has been agreed and implemented by Iran as the principle.
And I also mentioned the importance of the nuclear deal that Iran has made with the 5+1, and I pointed to the fact that this nuclear deal is not only a deal between Iran and the West, it is an international deal. It is an important step towards ensuring multilateralism in today's world, and it is very important in terms of non-proliferation. I hope that this deal will be, as Iran has complied and stood by its principles, I hope that it will proceed and continue, and that we can ensure that peace and security, not only in our region but in the world, will prevail.
6 world powers have reached an agreement with Iran and a nuclear agreement in 2015. The 6 countries are the United States, Russia, Britain, France, Germany, and China. It was reported recently Britain, France, and Germany have proposed new sanctions for Iran related to the ballistic missile program and the country's role in the Syrian war. It is intended to persuade the United States to maintain a program agreement agreed with Iran in 2015. If there is no change in the deal, which was signed during the administration of President Barack Obama, Donald Trump will withdraw the United States from the Treaty of Nuclear Program and reimpose sanctions on Iran. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo introduced Indonesia to the participants of the high-level consultation of World Muslim Scholars Forum held on Tuesday at the Bogor Palace, West Java. In front of about 100 participants from various countries, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia is a democracy country with the largest Muslim population in the world. With a large number of people, tribes, and local languages, Indonesia has a diverse challenges that should be maintained. According to President Joko Widodo, Indonesia has been successful in maintaining unity and peace by establishing the basis of the state on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution. He said that Indonesia's diversity is a blessing and a source of national power that makes Indonesia growing into the strong nation.
Dengan ini kami rakyat Indonesia ingin memperkenalkan diri. Indonesia adalah negara demokrasi dengan penduduk muslim terbesar di dunia.
We want the people of Indonesia to introduce themselves. Indonesia is a democracy country with the largest Muslim population in the world. About 210 million are Muslims from the total population of 260 million. There are 714 ethnicities, more than 1,100 local languages. They live spread over 17,000 islands. We lived in diversity. Different religions, diverse ethnicities and cultures. Thanks God, among the diversity, Indonesia is able to maintain brotherhood, tolerance, peace and unity. Indonesia has the five principles of Pancasila and the motto of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, unity in diversity. Diversity is a blessing of Allah. Diversity is the source of power that makes us a strong nation. But as a very diverse nation, we must remain vigilant.
Yang harus kita rawat. Keberagaman adalah sumber kekuatan yang membuat kami menjadi bangsa yang kuat. Namun, sebagai bangsa yang sangat majemuk, kami tidak boleh lengah sedikit pun.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia is committed to continue to foster unity among the people. It is done by prioritizing deliberation accompanied by tolerance and fairness. He also invited all scholars who attended the opening of the High-Level World Muslim Scholars Consultation Forum to become a model in improving the world peace. According to the president's letter, it will become capital that will play an important role in driving the progress of the world. The Presidential Special Envoy for Dialogue and Interfaith Cooperation and Civilization, Din Syamsuddin, on Tuesday, May 1st at the Bogor Palace, West Java, expressed his hope that the high-level consultation of World Muslim Scholar Forum will be able to contribute to the establishment of the world civilization. According to Din Syamsuddin, the Ulema Consultation Forum with the team Moderate Islam is needed to respond to the world's challenges colored by different understanding of Islam by certain groups that have undermined Islamic thought as a moderate religion. In addition, according to Din Syamsuddin, the world is currently faced on uncertainty, global damage, and violence in the name of religion. He further said Indonesia has been teaching the concept of moderate Islam on the concept of Pancasila. The 1945 Constitution and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which reflects the form of moderate Islam.
And therefore, we need your ideas, we need your suggestion, especially to the idea from Indonesia on wasatiyat Islam for the world civilization, and allow us from Indonesia to share our opinion on the Indonesian experience, Khibra Indonesia, fi tatwiq wasatiyatil Islam, our experiences, because we believe that the kind of Islam we understood in Indonesia is indeed wasatiyatil Islam. And I personally see, to some extent, that the blueprint and the architecture of the Indonesian nation based on the Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution and the national motto of unity and diversity is indeed, in my opinion, the manifestation of the middle path Islam or wasatiyat Islam.
Furthermore, Din Syamsuddin hoped that the consultation of World Muslim Scholars Forum can encourage the revitalization of understanding toward moderate Islam not only in Indonesia but also around the world. According to him, the existence of Wasatiyatul Islam or moderate Islamic will be able to encourage the development of peaceful world, safe and prosperous world, as well as encouraging the world development. The high-level consultative forum of Muslim scholars on Wasatiyat has a significant and strategic meaning for Muslims throughout the world, especially the Islamic Ummah of Indonesia. It was stated by Rector of Muhammadiyah University, Professor Hamka, Professor Suyatno, MPD, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on the first day of the meeting at Novotel Hotel Bogor, West Java, Indonesia, on Tuesday. According to Suyatno, the meeting that will last until May 3rd is very important because at this time the position of Islam needs attention so it can be Ummah who can make changes and renewal for Ummah around the world. He emphasized that Islam as a religion must be a role model to the world civilization.
Islam sebagai agama wasatiyah itu harus menjadi contoh.
Islam as a religion must be a role model to the life of world civilization. So it is not only for Muslims. But from the result of this conference, Muslims will present a face of the Ummah of Islam that is able to give peace and prosperity for the mankind in this world.
Dan kesejahteraan umat manusia di dunia ini.
Suyatno also said Indonesia as a heterogeneous country must be able to show the real picture of Islam and can coexist with other religions. He also said that with good understanding and good application of wasatiyat, the conflicts in some countries in the world can be avoided. He pointed out Indonesia with a religious belief can avoid a big conflict because of the correct understanding of wasatiyat. The Indonesian government will improve the ability of Indonesian workers in the face of the fourth industrial revolution, Industry 4.0, based on science, technology, and innovation. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri stated that the technological change will cause the replacement of human labor with engine power, which will have an impact on the reduction of manpower several sector. He noted at the final of Workers' League in Jakarta on Tuesday that the workers who are threatened by layoffs will be given training for the transfer of professions. The government will create two policies, namely strengthening access and quality of education for vocational training and preparing training funding and fund assistance for layoff victims. He remarked that the government is still formulating the funding system along with the Indonesian Ministry of Finance on whether the government will use the concept of social insurance in Europe. He added that currently 60% of the 128 million Indonesian workers are only elementary or junior high school graduates. He added, the workers are given the opportunity to receive training in order to improve their skills and position to have a career, so that they will receive increased wages to improve their welfare. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
New hope for world peace from Bogor. Bogor once again became a city that marked the beginning of important dialogue amongst nations. Unlike the dialogue between the disputing parties in Cambodia some time ago, it was not the opposite side that met in Bogor, but those who wanted a relationship that brought peace among Muslims in the world. Scholars from various countries gathered in Bogor yesterday to discuss steps to realize the concept of Islam that brings peace. The meeting was opened by President Joko Widodo at Bogor Palace on May 1st, titled High-Level Consultation of World Muslim Scholars on Wasatiyat Islam. The meeting was scheduled to last for 3 days. The attending scholars are from 29 countries, including those from Organization of Islamic Conference, OIC, France, the United States, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Iran. Also present at the conference that runs until tomorrow are clerics from Syria, a war-torn country partly devastated by bombs. Indeed, Indonesia's initiative to hold the Wasatiyat or Moderate Islamic Meeting is quite appropriate. There are at least two reasons for that. The first, because Indonesia as a country with the most Muslim population in the world has long been known as a relatively peaceful country. This because the majority of Muslims here are always trying to manifest themselves moderately and willing to overcome problems. Secondly, because the role of Indonesian Muslims in dealing with conflict in the world has been proven to be necessary. President Joko Widodo, in the opening remarks of the conference, stated that Indonesia is a country that maintains diversity. Indonesia will continue to foster peace and unity by prioritizing deliberation, tolerance, and trust that brings social justice and lasting peace. Muslims must lead and pioneer efforts to create peace as well as the matter of world progress. Hopefully, the conference in Bogor will be able to formulate the position of ulema or scholars and Muslims in general as middle people who are able to bring peace and solve problems. From Bogor, a new hope has emerged that the concrete birth of the wasatiyah or moderate Islam is not only the concept level, but also how to implement it. Of course, with akidah or creed based on Al-Quran and Hadith. Inshallah. That was commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on May 2nd, which is commemorated as the National Education Day in Indonesia. May 2nd, 1889 is birthday of Indonesia's education figure, Suryadi Suryaningrat, or better known as Ki Hajar Dewantara. He was a pioneer of education for indigenous people of Indonesia and founder of Taman Siswa Educational Institution that provided opportunity for indigenous people to gain educational rights, as well as aristocracy and Dutch people. To commemorate his services, the date of his birth is commemorated in Indonesia as the National Education Day. The motto of his creation, Tutburi Handayani, which means encouraging and motivating from behind, became the slogan of the Indonesian Ministry of National Education. His name is immortalized as the name of the Indonesian warship, KRI, Ki Hajar Dewantara. His portrait was immortalized on a 20,000 rupiah banknote in 1998. He was confirmed as the national hero by President Sukarno on November 28, 1959. Next event on May 2, 1964, Cut Nyadin is designated as the Indonesian national hero. Cut Nyadin, who died in Sumedang, West Java on November 6, 1908, was an Indonesian national hero from Aceh. On May 2, 1964, Cut Nyadin was designated as an Indonesian national hero based on Presidential Decree No. 106-1964. Cut Nyadin fought against the Dutch during the Aceh War with her husband Tengku Umar. However, Tengku Umar died while attacking Malabo on February 11, 1899, so Cut Nyadin fought alone in the inland of Malabo with her small troops. Due to her struggle, Cut Nyadin was thrown by the Dutch colonialists to Sumedang, West Java, until she died on November 6, 1908. Cut Nyadin was buried in Mount Puyuh, Sumedang. The last event which occurred on May 2, 1994, Nelson Mandela won the election. Nelson Mandela, an anti-apartheid activist, lawyer, and former political prisoner, was elected as the president of South Africa on May 2 in 1994, following which he served one term in office. He was the first black head of state in South African history, as well as the first to take office following the dismantling of apartheid and the introductions of multiracial democracy. He was also the oldest head of state in South Africa's history, taking office at the age of 75. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia. Welcome to My Indonesia. Today, we'll bring you a topic about the biggest Indonesia's domestic investment in early 2018 stands on infrastructure sector. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, recorded that the realization of first quarter investment 2018 amount to 185.3 trillion rupiah. The amount consists of foreign investment in Indonesia, 97 trillion rupiah, and domestic investment of 76.4 trillion rupiah. The construction became the largest supporting sector of investment realization in the country. The realization of investment in the construction sector reached 13 trillion rupiah. This was stated by Deputy of BKPM Investment Controlling, Azhar Lubis, in the exposure of investment realization in Jakarta on Monday. After the construction, other leading domestic investment sector are food crops and plantation, transportation, warehouses, telecommunication, food, electricity, gas, and water industry. The top five realization of investment in Indonesia investment based on the largest project location are in Central Java, Jakarta, Central Kalimantan, West Java, and East Java. Meanwhile, for foreign investment, Singapore still ranks the highest investor in Indonesia during the first 3 months in Indonesia. The investment value is $2.65 billion US dollars in the first quarter of 2018. The second position is occupied by Japan with a total investment of $1.36 billion, followed by South Korea with $940 million. China is in the fourth position with investment value of about $676 million, and in the fifth position is Hong Kong with an investment is about $516 million. Azhar Lubis explained, although China's position down one rank, but in figures, the investment value of China continues to increase compared to the same period of the previous year. On the same occasion, head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Thomas Trikasih Lembong, said that the trend of increasing investment in China occurs not only in Indonesia, but also around the world. China is the number one trading partner of 121 countries in the world. In addition, the country is also a major source of international tourists from many countries around the world, especially after becoming the largest economy in the Asia-Pacific region. The investment realization of foreign investment is in the housing sector, industrial estate, offices, basic metal industry, metal goods, machinery, electronics, electricity, gas, water, mining, and food crops and agriculture. The Investment Coordinating Board also announced that the total employment absorption during January to March 2018 reached 201,239 people. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Iranian Vice President for Women and Household Affairs Masumi Abtekar said that her meeting with President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday morning discussed the steps of developing cooperation between Iran and Indonesia. After attending the high-level consultation of world Muslim scholars on Wasatiyat Islam, which takes place in Bogor, West Java from May 1st to 4th, 2018, the Iranian Vice President Masumi Abtekar met with Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, at the ministry's office in Jakarta on Wednesday. Vice President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Masumi Abtekar, explained that Iran's positions to maintain a nuclear treaty with six world power countries. Indonesian President Joko Widodo introduced Indonesia to the participants of the high-level consultation of World Muslim Scholars Forum held on Tuesday at the Bogor Palace, West Java. The Presidential Special Envoy for Dialogue and Interfaith Cooperation and Civilization, Din Shamsuddin, on Tuesday, May 1st at the Bogor Palace, West Java, expressed his hope that the high-level consultation of World Muslim Scholars Forum will be able to contribute to the establishment of the world civilization. The High-Level Consultative Forum of Muslim Scholars of Wasatiyat has a significant and strategic meaning for Muslims throughout the world, especially the Islamic Ummah of Indonesia. The Indonesian government will improve the ability of Indonesian workers in the face of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Industry 4.0, based on science, technology, and innovation. Listener, that was News in Brief of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to typical food from Banyuwangi. Stay tuned. Banyuwangi has many potential tourism objects. Currently, the Regency in East Java Province is expanding facilities in some tourism objects. Its goal is to become favorite city of tourists for touring. In addition, Banyuwangi also introduces many kinds of typical food. One of them is that food which was introduced in Banyuwangi Culinary Festival 2018 on April 12. In the event which has been held annually since 2013, the Banyuwangi administration introduced kesrut chicken. Listeners, kesrut chicken is also called uyah asam. The word of kesrut itself is taken from how to eat the food, which is a spirited or local people call it kesrut. Meanwhile, the name of uyah asam is taken from its flavor, which is salty, fresh, and sour. Its ingredients are also fresh. In accordance with its name, the food has raw ingredients from chicken. Banyuwangi typical food generally uses young local chicken in order the food will be more special. Listeners, kesrut chicken has been popular since 1950s after the Japanese invaders arrived in Indonesia. The content of the food varied. At that time, kesrut chicken contained not only meat but also chicken bones such as claws and wings. This is called balungan. It was because people were difficult to find foodstuff during the Japanese time, so that people made foods with the existing stuff. Listeners, kesrut chicken has savory and hot sour both. The savory flavor is from chicken broth, while its hot sour flavor is from its ingredients. The ingredients to make kesrut chicken are chili, red onion, garlic, galangal, shrimp paste, and also averhoa belimbi. To cook the food is not quite difficult. Firstly, the chicken is boiled until soft, then the ingredients are fried. Then the boiling chicken is put into the fried ingredients. And the last, the averhoa belimbi, which has been cut into small pieces, is put in so that its broth will taste sour. Kesrut chicken is usually served with rice, extra dishes, such as tofu, tempeh, or tofu pepes. Pepes an Indonesian cooking method using banana leaf as food wrappings. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kesrut Chicken from Banyuwangi. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Fasilitas Hotel, or in English, Hotel Facility. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Fasilitas Hotel, or in English, Hotel Facility. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony, a British man, and hotel receptionist. Let's follow the conversation. Receptionist, selamat sore. Dengan resepsionis, ada yang bisa kami bantu? Sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. Receptionist, baik pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Tony, baik, apa kata sandinya? Receptionist, kata sandinya tamu hotel, tanpa spasi ya pak. Tony, sudah bisa, terima kasih. Receptionist, sama-sama pak. After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and items related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. Laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi hotel. In English, my laptop cannot connect with the hotel Wi-Fi. Silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. In English, please choose a network of mutiara. Kata sandi. Kata sandi in English, password. Tanpa spasi. Tanpa spasi in English, without or no space. When you are in a hotel, you might be face problem like no connection with Wi-Fi because you don't know the password. Not only in hotel, but also in other public places which provide Wi-Fi facility. To know the password, you can use the words which are usually used. Apa kata sandinya? Apa kata sandinya? In English, what is the password? But if you don't know whether the place has Wi-Fi facility or not, you can ask, apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? Apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? In English, is it available Wi-Fi here? Well, listener, here is a conversation between Tony and receptionist as follows. Tony, sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi. Sore, laptop saya tidak dapat terhubung dengan Wi-Fi. In English,
My laptop cannot connect with the hotel Wi-Fi. Receptionist. Baik, Pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. Baik, Pak, silakan pilih jaringan mutiara. In English. Alright, sir. Please choose a network mutiara. Please choose a network mutiara. Tony. Baik, lalu apa kata sandinya? Baik, lalu apa kata sandinya? In English. Okay, what is the password? Receptionist. Kata sandinya, tamu hotel. Kata sandinya, tamu hotel. In English, the password is tamu hotel. Next, another example of conversation. Man, apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? Apakah di sini ada Wi-Fi? In English, is it available Wi-Fi here? Woman, ada, namanya bahasa. Ada, namanya bahasa. In English, yes it is. The name is bahasa. Man, apa kata sandinya? Apa kata sandinya? In English, what is the password? Woman, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. In English, 1, 2, 3, 4. Meanwhile, about writing of the word, when you are not sure whether it is wrote merged or separated, one or two words, you can clarify by asking, for example, pakai spasi atau tidak? Apakah ada spasi antara tamu dan hotel? Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the topic Hotel Facility. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We also hold monthly quiz with many interesting prizes. Please answer the question by expressing greeting first, the name, place of origin, address, and please send your answer to our email address at voi@voinews.id. Until next week with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Goodbye for now.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present the songs from Musik Kimia Band. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Apakah Harus Seperti Ini? By Musik Kimia Band. Happy listening.
Bicara dan saling mendengar.
Listener, that was the song Apakah Harus Seperti Ini by Musi Kimya Band. The sad song was the first single from Musi Kimya Band. The band was formed exactly on the 67th anniversary of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17, 2012. Musi Kimya consists of four personnel, namely Fadli, vocalist, Rindra, the bassist, Yoyo, the drummer, and Stephen Santoso, guitarist. The three personnel, Fadli, Rindra, and Yoyo, have familiar among Indonesian music lovers. They were personnel of Padi Band. Fadli, Rindra, and Yoyo started the Musi Kimya project with a Twitter account to share interesting information about music. From the Twitter, they also agreed to use Musi Kimya as the name of their music project that symbolizes the bonds of interpersonal in music. Well, let's listen to the next song entitled Hangus by Musi Kimya Band. Happy listening.
Suatu masa mendatang, pohon-pohon sudah tak bergembira. Hutan menggundul sendiri, seperti disulap dan tak peduli. Why you check out pohon tumbang? Oh yeah! Oksigen mulai menipis, panas bumi terasa lebih keras. Sungai buat jalan baru, karena pohon kita tak sekuat dulu. Ayo bikin benteng lagi. Oh yeah. Hijaukan kotamu, tanamlah pohon untuk masa depan. Ajarkan anakmu untuk selalu mencintai hutan. Lakukan cemaran udara kotor. Berikan dia buaya, dapat diambil dari hutannya. Ayo kita tanam pohon. Oh yeah. Bayangkan indahnya bila di kotamu rindang dan sejuk nikmat. Kau selalu bisa berteduh dan manjakan dirimu di sana. Ayo kita wujudkannya. Oh yeah. Hijaukan kotamu, tanamlah pohon untuk masa depan. Ajarkan anakmu untuk selalu mencintai hutan. Lakukan sekarang, jangan tunda hingga kau mati dulu. Selamatkan hutanmu. Sedihnya hatiku nanti bila anakku mati karena banjir longsor pada obat kimia. Hutan menjadi pemandangan langka dan hewan pun sedih hidup di balik besi. 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 Besi.
You've just listened to the song Hangus by Musik Kimian Band. Listener, although it was formed in 2012, Musik Kimia launched its debut single entitled Apakah Harus Seperti Ini? And the album entitled Indonesia Is in 2013. Then in 2016, Musik Kimia released a second album entitled Intersisi. The musical works of Musik Kimia have quite different styles from Padi Band, although three of the four personnel have long been working in Padi. Talking about Musik Kimia Band, it cannot be separated from Padi Band. Some media or netizens always comparing the two bands. Moreover, some people said that Musik Kimia is a protest of Fadli, Rindra and Yoyo when Piyu, their friend in Padi Band, still busy with his solo project. With a reunification of the Padi Band in 2018, many people, especially the fans, are worrying about the existence of Musik Kimia for the future. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Dan Bernyanyilah and Ini Dadaku by Musik Kimia Band. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Kita masih punya semangat. Inilah dadaku, di mana dadamu. Tunjukkan dada kita, kita masih punya semangat. Hei sahabat, buka matamu, derapkan langkah ke depan. Tunjukkan pada dunia, kita bukan bangsa yang lemah. Kita akan berjuang bersama, tetapkan tekad untuk tetap bersatu. Oh sadarkah kita semua, bahwa mental ini harus sekuat baja. Jangan pernah mencoba, lupakan sejarah, bahwa kita ini bangsa yang besar. Dan di tangan bersatu melawan segala bentuk penindasan di atas bumi pertiwi. Wujudkan mimpi pendiri bangsa, warisi semangat juang mereka. Teriakkan lantang, teriak merdeka. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Saat dirimu terhanyut dalam seri yang kau rasakan seperti mendung hitam. Cobalah engkau sadari bahwa hidup ini terlalu indah untuk ditangisi.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia Time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.